What's up, great people? This is the cousin, the oldest cousin, Derek. I'm the turn-up cousin.
What's up, y'all? My name is Titus, and I'm from Louisiana, and I am the quiet and mysterious but funny cousin.
Yo, it's your boy, Jay. I'm about the middle cousin. You already know what I'm putting down. Either get with it or get rolled over, baby.
Hey, y'all. I'm Angel. I'm the youngest cousin and the only female cousin of the podcast. But I'm also from Gulfport, Mississippi, and we are Unscripted.
What's up, good people? This is episode 1, entitled Boundaries. We have a special guest with us. If you hear a child in the background, it's the bonus cousin, Alanis. So we're just going to hop right into it. So we're going to separate this episode topic on boundaries. I think we're going to talk about what? Family and friend boundaries?
Anything specific, you know?
Bean. All right, so I guess we'll start off with family boundaries. This is a particular, I guess we can all relate because we're all family members. So, I guess it's one of the toughest topics because now that everyone is older, we have established individual boundaries, which a lot of our older family members do not respect. Y'all agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. So, I guess, you know, we could just start off talking about, you know, a couple of boundaries that we've discovered individually. Who wants to go first?
I mean, I think we could say collectively, like, those of us in the car all have common boundaries. Main one being that when it comes to our space, we don't allow people to interrupt our peace, no matter who it is. And because we're on the topic of family, like, our family dynamic, at one point we were, like, super close, but now that we're older, the concept of that family dynamic is more so like a nagging, annoying, like overstepping, hey, I don't want to do this, but no, you're going to do it anyway. No, I'm not.
So I think I'll tag along to that. So now, I guess, I'm in my 30s, so the breakdown of our family structure is like generational. And like our parents are much older than we are, and they were raised a certain way, whereas we were raised with more liberties. And I think that's something that is resented. And so when it comes down to individual family structures, like all of our parents operate differently. But I can see how for my younger cousins, like, I know I do a lot of advice giving with boundaries because I live life longer than you all have. But when it comes down to like those family dynamics, like to be an individual person and to live life on your own as an adult, you have to set those boundaries. You know, like Angel, you have a child, and you know, Titus is a male living on his own. You know, it's just a lot of different things that family want to include themselves or, you know, invest themselves in, such as, you know, what you doing, where you going, you know, it's just little simple things like that. I mean, you have to set those boundaries. Like, look, I'm grown. I don't need you to tell me what, you know, I am, what I'm not going to be doing, where I'm going. You don't got to check in with me. We ain't got to be on no app and all this other type of stuff just for you to be feel connected to me. We're grown. We're individuals, and we should be able to live life as if they wanted to, you know, just like when they were our age and they wanted to live their lives. We have more liberties than they do, and I think that's one reason why we have to establish those healthy boundaries, because if not, they can ruin friendships, relationships, you know, anything into their nature. So,
true.
And it has happened in our family.
Absolutely.
Family has ruined a lot of relationships, marriages, everything else, you know, due to their background, entitlement they feel they need. What you say about that, Titus?
So, just to give an example, I was primarily like raised by my mom, and growing up, like, we'd get into it a lot, but you know, I had to respect what she said. But as I got older and, you know, got on my own, there were things that I needed her to understand, that like, yeah, I'm grown now and I respect what you're saying, but I have to learn how to have my own mind and make my own mistakes, you know. But and like there are times where, you know, she wants to insert herself into my life, and I have to constantly be like, "Hey, mom, I love you, but I got this," you know. But yeah.
What are you upset about, Jaden? Like, you're the son of a cousin, so what is the family dynamic like for you?
For me, some folks' opinions, you know what I'm saying, you can't really let that get to you because they really don't know what you be got going on. Not like saying it like dad, you know what I'm saying, but from parents' perspective, looking at a child's perspective, getting older, especially being a black male of myself, shoot, they might not know what's everything best for me, but some things they do, you know what I'm saying? But I just try to let them know, hey, just let me bump my head myself. Because the same way y'all did what y'all wanted to do, things like that, even though y'all ain't had nobody to guide y'all, just let me just bump my head a couple times so then I won't be like, oh, just take it for granted, you know? Because some things is hard without parents, and some things is easier without parents. So that's just my take on that, just in general. Not just only parents, but just in general. Women and men that's much older than me, because they always got their own outlook on how, oh, such and such are going to be like this. And now everybody got their own lives. So I just say, just let them live it. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully.
I don't know how to put it. So I guess, like, cause you're my nephew, and so compared to what I experienced as a nephew from the aunts and uncles of a previous generation, how would you say the advice? Cause I don't really embed myself in your business, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Compared to how our aunts and uncles embed themselves, like, where you going? What you doing? You know, like little stuff like that, or. It's like, you know how like most people walk in the room and be like, hey, how y'all doing? Good morning. It's none of that. It's always embedding or overstepping boundaries, and it's uncomfortable. You know?
Yeah.
I don't really know how to explain it without name dropping. Hilarious. So, but y'all get what I'm saying. Like, yeah, especially.
I definitely do.
Like, when you haven't been around in a while, are you, you know, extended yourself from your family, then you finally come back, instead of the normal family greetings or just, you know, happy to see or what's going on in your life, it's like a type of
interrogation.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's inappropriate.
Who are you talking to?
And I know I don't do well. I do it playfully with nieces and nephews, you know, just to invite conversation, but I don't do it intentionally like our aunts and uncles do it to us. Right. Like, it's more so like an icebreaker or something. Mm-hmm. Giggles, shits and giggles, but yeah. Jaden, do any of your other uncles and aunts do that to you?
I mean, yeah, but that just me as a person. Like, whether or not am I gonna talk to him or not, hey. Cause one thing about it, I ain't never did that to nobody, you know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like I really got any animosity to anybody. So if I feel like I gotta break the ice, I'm gonna break the ice just to see, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm just that type of person, a risk taker, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, if they got animosity or whatever towards me, all they gotta do is to come talk to me like an adult, you know what I'm saying? Like how they say, hey, you need to be an adult about this and that, all right? Same way you want me to be an adult, I'm an adult to where you come talk to me about anything, you know what I'm saying? No matter if, like, you right or wrong, everybody got their opinion, you know what I'm saying? Some folks' opinion might matter, some folks might not matter, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about that.
One thing I can say, though, like, from your side of the family to, because you're like Derek was saying, you're the son of a cousin. So our dynamic is a little different from yours because, like, all of us coincide together. But like you were just saying, how to just come to you as an adult, that's one thing that our aunts and uncles aren't going to do. Like, they have divisions within themselves, so they don't have those conversations as adults, get into the roots of their problems, so they hold everything in, and that's why all the tension arises, which is why, you know how when we were younger, there was always like, you know, you can't be in this conversation because it's grown folk business. Only to find out once we got older, grown folks business is simply family drama that they didn't want the kids knowing about then. But it became more obvious to us as we grew up, and now we have these formulated opinions on our own. And it's just like, yeah, our family could be closer if we just simply had those uncomfortable conversations. But they don't like confrontation. But that's one thing about our generation of cousins. We don't mind confrontation because we don't view it as an argument. It's simply, you know, getting our points across to come to a common understanding. But that's not how they look at it. They look at it as we're targeting them, or we're trying to belittle them, or we're quote unquote not staying in a child's place. But what they don't understand is we're no longer children. So, like, it has to be a mutual respect in that conversation, or it's not going to be effective. So, switching kind of from the family dynamic to friendships. So, some things can carry over into friendships, but what is y'all's take on different boundaries between family and friends?
So, I'll go first. When it comes out of friendships, friends, as I've gotten older now that I'm in my 30s, it's a word that is far stretched, like very thin. So when you consider like having gone through high school, undergrad, graduate life, friends is a word that I use very sparingly. Everyone doesn't get that, you know, get that title. But if they do have it, it's something that's invested. And so I also think like with boundaries, with friendships, difference between that and family, number one, friends don't have the same type of relationships that you deal with family. It's like you can deal with them sparingly or once a week, once a month. We ain't gotta talk on the phone every day. I don't have to see you every day or, you know, intermingle with you. But when those friendships do come around, I think it's more like a mutual respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why we are friends is because we agree on several things. Yeah. We get along well. Our attitudes are fine. We mesh well. And I think when that respect is given on both sides, I think the boundaries are already preset, kind of, sort of, because
they're built into the relationship.
Yeah. Like, my friend is not going to cross a boundary with me because they already know that that's a thin line that I, you know, have decided to skate close on, other than family who violate those lines, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think for friendships, it comes easier. But when it's time to develop those boundaries, friendships are more receptive to what is being said. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think?
I agree. So, Derek was bringing up a point about how out of the four of us, I may have more so people that I call friends in my circle. But the way that my friendships are defined, all of my friends can't be... So, my friends can't be friends, right? It's not like I don't want them to be, but I have certain sections of friends. So, not all of them would mesh together. So, I have different boundaries set between my different friend groups. Like, there's some friend groups that I can bring around my family. There's another set of friends that I can only see them if we're out somewhere type thing. Nothing against them, because obviously I vibe with all of them because they're my friends. But boundaries-wise, like, okay, so say for instance, the group that I cannot bring around my family. Now, we're friends simply because maybe we met at Alcorn or something like that. But they're the type of people that I'm going to be around when I want to let loose, this, that, and the third. But they also know if I'm at home, y'all are not bringing that to my house. Like, y'all are not bringing that energy in my space, because my family is, like, pretty much off limits. If you have been introduced to my family, if you've been in my home, like, you're no longer a friend to me. You're family. So that's a boundary that I have. So, like, if they know that they're coming into an environment where they're going to be exposed to my family, or more so my son, like, there's a certain standard you have to have, because I'm not going to have all that vulgar language, things like that, around my son nor around my family, because it's like a respect thing. You're not going to have anybody around your parents talking crazy, especially if that's not how you talk to your parents. Right. Now, if that's how you talk to your people, that's you, but that's a boundary for me with friends. I have other friend groups, like, we strictly talk about church, so obviously I can have them around my friends.
So I guess the next steps, you know, are to, like, talk about how to create healthy boundaries, whether it's, you know, friendships or family, in regards to if you don't have boundaries set, or if you're finally the age where you can establish boundaries for yourself, what does that look like? And personally, I think before you can begin to set boundaries, you have to first identify with yourself what you accept and what you don't accept. That's my little cousin. And from there, it will be, you know, better for your relationships as far as how people respect you and how you move forward.
All right, so in order to introduce boundaries between family and friends, you first have to create that space where you're comfortable enough to just first talk to them and communicate. And once you do that, then you have to first decide that, okay, this is what I'll take from you, and this is what I won't take from you.
In addition to that, I think also, like, you know, when things happen in the moment, like Angel was saying, like, standing firm on your position, and if it's something that you technically don't agree with, like not being hazed or belittled, where your opinions and your perceptions aren't honored or aren't respected, I feel like when you're standing your ground, people respect you more for that versus you just going with the flow and them overpowering your thinking, your mindset, and then you're unable to determine what you do and don't like.
Okay, so also, it's really important for the people that you're setting that boundary with to understand that you're not doing this out of spite or because you don't like them, but you're doing it just as a sign of respect, and like it's really important that they don't take it the wrong way.
I think this first episode was full of great topics, great conversation, great opinions. So we want to thank you all for listening and join us for our next episode. Until we meet again, we are Cousins Unscripted.
Unscripted.
Unscripted. Unscripted.